姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
跟大家对不起哈，我今天早上走得太匆忙了，忘了把领带打上。
I apologize. I was in such a rush this morning that I forgot to put on my tie.
本来想借一条领带，我看背后有，就是 Chris 准备的。结果呢，我知道他要领会，我也不知道他不会打，否则我就会把领带打上。
I knew that there was an extra tie in the back, but I thought our brother Chris was going to use it, so I didn't use it.
不过下一次我会放一条领带，放一条领带在教会，所以就不会再犯同样的错。
But next time I will keep a spare here at the church building, so I won't this won't happen again.
好吧，我们先来一起读一处的圣经。
Let's first read together a passage of scripture.
我们来看罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第二十五节的前半部分。
The first part of verse 25.
罗马书第二十五章前半部分，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
Romans chapter 4, verse 25, the first part. He who was delivered over because of our transgressions.
好，我们先低头有点祷告。
Let's first bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你，又一次我们能够一同在清晨聚集在你的面前。
Father, we once again want to give you thanks that we can gather this morning before you.
我们特别把我们中间还在寻求真理、寻求你的人交在你的手中。
And we especially give into your hands those who are still searching for you.
巴不得今天早晨我们在这里能够一同的遇见你。
So that today, this morning, we can together meet you.
更是也是遇见我们的主耶稣基督
and meet our Lord Jesus,
因为他为我们成就了救赎
because he accomplished a redemptive work for us.
求你的圣灵能够运行在我们每个人的心里面
and would your spirit be in each one of our hearts.
借着你的话圣言对我们讲
so that your word would be able to speak to us.
我们谢谢你，我们要把一切的赞美荣耀都归给你还有我们的主耶稣基督
We thank you and give you all the glory, worship and praise to you and to our Lord Jesus.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，刚才我们念的很短的一节圣经哈，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
So we just read a very short portion of scripture. He who was delivered over because of our transgressions.
对，那么被谁啊？谁把耶稣交给我们？
And so who handed Jesus over to us?
记得当主耶稣在地上的时候被审判。
Do you remember that when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was judged?
审判他的是罗马的总督比拉多。
And he was judged by a Roman official, Pilate, Pontius Pilate.
比拉多对耶稣说，你不对我讲话吗？
And Pilate said to the Lord Jesus, do you not speak to me?
你不知道我有权柄钉你十字架。也有权柄释放你吗
Do you not know that I have the power to have you crucified or to set you free?
主耶稣回答说若不是上头赐的你毫无权柄办我
And the Lord Jesus replied that if the authority was not given to you by above you would not have any power over me
所以是我们的神把耶稣交给人的
And so it was our God who actually handed over Jesus to them
这节圣经告诉我们是为了我们的过犯我们的罪
And the Bible tells us that it's because of our transgressions, our sins.
我们都知道今天这个世界充满了罪恶。
We know today that the world is filled with sin.
大家都知道最近发生的以色列和哈马斯的战争。
And you all are aware of the recent battles between Israel and Hamas.
我不知道大家有没有机会在网上看那些个图像啊，那些非常残忍那些死被杀之人不管是哪方啊，那些图像我看了一点点我真的看不下去我就不看了
and I don't know if you have had the opportunity to see any of the images from this conflict they're very graphic I looked at a couple and then I couldn't look at them anymore
就是很多人被非常残忍的杀害的那种图像啊
Yeah. And there are images of those who had been killed.
所以我们的问题是谁是正义的谁是邪恶的
And so the question is, who is right or just and who is evil?
公平正义在哪里
Where is fairness and justice?
如果我们今天啊站在中立的位置，难道我们就对了吗？
So if we stand in the middle, then does that mean we are correct?
我们常常听人说啊，那些都是无辜的平民。
And we often hear, those are just innocent civilians.
无辜的孩子。
Innocent children.
他们真的都无辜吗？
Are they truly all innocent?
我也看到一个视频，有一个父亲抱着自己的婴孩。
And I saw a video of a father holding his infant.
当采访的人告诉他说，你愿意把你的婴孩抱在怀里那个婴孩当做一个人肉那个炸弹去死吗？他说愿意，非常愿意。
And the reporter went asked him, are you willing to have your child become a human bomb?
Yes.
And then the father said, yes, I'm willing, very willing.
我们知道大人啊，不管是什么原因充满了仇恨，我们也把这个仇恨教育下一代，让下一代也充满同样的仇恨。
We know that as adults, for whatever reason, that we're filled with hatred, but then we also teach that hatred to the next generation so that they are filled with it as well.
另一方面呢，我们又盼望公平正义，对不对？
Now on the other hand, we all hope for justice and righteousness.
当然我们的人的公平正义就看你站的立场是什么。你是站在什么样的立场？那你的公平正义和对方的公平正义完全相反。
And so our righteousness and justice depends on which side you stand on. So that depending on which perspective you stand on, your definitions would be different.
但是圣经告诉我们，将来有一个最终的公义，最终的正义。
But the Bible tells us that there will be a final righteousness, a final justice.
圣经怎么样告诉我们的
？So what does the Bible say?
人人都犯了罪，没有一个例外。
That all have sinned and fallen short.
按照定命，人人都有一死。
And everyone is sentenced to death.
不管谁是平民也好，是婴孩也好，是无辜者也好，我们人眼中的无辜者也好，每一个人，以色列也好，哈马斯也好，都有一死。
So no matter if you're a civilian, if you're a child, if you are considered innocent, if you are Israeli or part of Hamas, we are all sentenced to die.
而且死后且有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
最终的结局都是下地狱。
And the final conclusion is that we are all going to hell.
谁能够逃离最终地狱的结局呢？
So then who can escape this final conclusion of going to hell?
神在圣经里面告诉我们，他为人开了一条逃离地狱的道路。
And God tells us in the Bible that He has opened a way of escape.
那上次我们在这儿就是上一次我忘了是八月份还是九月份啊，分享到说人在这个地上是根本没办法自救的。
So last time, whether it was in August or September, we mentioned that man cannot save himself.
无论是我们借着今天的科学也好，借着人的良心也好，借着人的宗教也好。最终的结局都逃离不了最后公义的审判。
Whether it's by man's knowledge of science or conscience, religion, we cannot escape the final judgment.
但是主，我们的上帝神为我们开了一条唯一的可以逃生之路，逃离地狱的路。
But God, Father in heaven, has opened up the one way that we can escape this judgment.
就是神把耶稣基督交给了人。
He's that God gave the Lord Jesus to man.
让他代替我们的罪啊，被钉死在十字架上，被人审判，也是被神审判。
And for our sins, he was crucified on the cross, and so that he was judged by man as well as judged by God.
然后呢，神就用主耶稣在十字架上流的血，给我们立了一个约，就是今天所说的新约。
And by the blood that the Lord Jesus shed on the cross, God used that to create a covenant, which is what we call the new covenant today.
这个新约不是单单给以色列人立的，是给全人类立的，不管是以色列人也好，阿拉伯人也好。
And this covenant is not just for the Jews, so it is good for everybody, so whether you are a Jew or you're an Arab.
或者说美国人、印度人、中国人也好，都这个月。都是为我们所有的人立的，每一个人立的。
Whether you're American, Chinese, or Indian, this covenant applies to you as well, to everybody.
那么根据这个约，只要我们愿意相信耶稣。
So per this covenant, as long as we're willing to believe in the Lord Jesus,
耶稣的血就可以接近我们。
The Lord Jesus' blood can cleanse us.
神就赦免我们的罪。
And God will forgive us of our sins.
神对每一个人、每一个民、每一个人的终极的审判，原来是下地狱的，就结束在十字架的上面。
And so, God will end the judgment which we were initially intended to go to hell. That judgment ends with Christ on the cross.
Right. 这是我们上次分享的啊、内容。
And this was a topic that we discussed last time.
这也是我们所从耶稣基督从神为我们预备那条救逃生之路的前一半。
And so, now we'll focus, that'll focus on the in, beginning portion, initial portion of that, escape route God had prepared for us.
耶稣基督为我们成就的救恩，救恩还有另外一半。
And there's another half to the salvation work that Christ did for us.
还记不记得在圣经里面哈，曾经有这么一个故事，就是一位行淫被抓的妇人。
And do you remember the story in the Bible that was an adulterous woman who was caught?
主耶稣对她说：“我不定你的罪。”
The Lord Jesus said to her that I do not condemn you for your sins.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and do not sin anymore.
几乎同样的话，主对一位瘫痪了38年的瘫子说。
And he said very similar words to a paralytic who had been paralyzed for 38 years.
他说你已经痊愈了，去吧，不要再犯罪了。
He said that you have been made whole, so go and sin no more.
恐怕以后的遭遇更厉害。
Or you may encounter even worse consequences later.
也就是说，除了主耶稣的宝血可以洁净我们现在的罪啊，我们之前犯的罪以外，啊，还有一件事。
It's to say that, in addition to the sins we've committed before and the forgiveness of sins,
因为还会犯罪的。
There's something else to consider because we will still sin.
因为我们人的天性啊，我们又活在这个污秽的罪恶的世界里面。
Because of our human nature and because we live in a sinful world.
另外还有一件事，就是救恩的另外一半，耶稣复活了。
There is one other thing, which is the salvation's work other half, which is that Jesus has been risen, resurrected.
前一半他不光是在十字架上替我们死，他的血可以洁净我们的罪，我们的罪可以被神赦免。另外一半主耶稣又复活了。
In the first half, the Lord Jesus died and his blood cleanses and our sins are forgiven. In the second half, the Lord Jesus has been resurrected.
为什么复活那么重要呢
？Why is resurrection so important？
你知道圣经啊，这样告诉我们，他说如果主耶稣基督没有复活
，You know that the Bible tells us that if Christ had not been raised，
我们所传的就是枉然
，Then what we are preaching is in vain。
你们信的也是枉然
，Your faith is also in vain。
而且那些所有的信耶稣，在耶稣在基督里死了的人啊，也就真的死了。
And those who have fallen asleep in Christ have truly perished.
圣经说就灭亡了，对。
Yeah, and they've perished.
若是靠着耶稣基督只是在今生啊，想要得到一点好处、一点益处，那么圣经说什么？你们比众人更可怜。
And if we hoped in Christ in this life only to do good works and have just good things in this life, then we are of all men to be pitied.
所以显然，耶稣基督的复活啊，是救恩的另外一部分。同一个救恩也是非常的重要。
And so the resurrection of our Lord Jesus is the other portion of the salvation work, and it is very important.
好不好？我们再来看耶稣基督的复活对我们的意义是什么
？And so let's take a look at what the resurrection of the Lord Jesus means to us.
对，我们先来看约翰福音的第十一章。
Let's take a first look at a Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章二十七节到二十八节。
John chapter 11.
哦，不对，二十五节到二十六节。
John chapter 11 verses 25 to 26.
Yeah. 啊，这段话是主耶稣对一个女子讲的，她的名字叫马大。
And these are words spoken to a woman named Martha.
因为她的弟弟死了。
Because her little brother had died.
Yeah, 所以这个时候主耶稣来到他、跟他们来到那个墓前然后对马大说他说、哦、对 来到村子里边想要来让拿撒路从死里复活那主耶稣对马大说复活第二十五节哈对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
And so Jesus spoke these words to Martha as they were in front of the tomb. Said, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
对，不是没有在那个坟墓，是还在村口门口哈、啊。然后第二十六节，啊，第二十六节，凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Apologies, they weren't at the tomb yet. They're still a while away. And then in verse 26, he says, "And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this?
在我们翻到刚才所读的罗马书第四章第二十五节，我们把整一节圣经读完。
And let's flip back to Romans chapter 4, verse 25, and we'll read the whole verse.
啊，罗马书第四章二十五节，耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。
Verse 25, He who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification.
啊，复活是为了叫我们称义。
The resurrection was for our justification.
啊，当然，这个称义是在谁？是在神的面前称义，对吧？
And of course, this justification is before God.
啊，我们称义啊，我们基督徒讲这话讲的很多，我们都知道它的意思。可能在座各位福音朋友不知道。啊，如果换一种方式来讲，就是在神的面前对了啊 ，make us right, before God or with God。就说因为就神看我们就好了，是好人了，这个意思。
And so we use this term justification a lot, and so those who believe may know what this means, but for our gospel friends, justification means to be made right before God.
Right, exactly. So 我们都知道，刚才我们已经讲到，神都已经把我们的罪赦免了，我们不就是应该对了吗？对吧？这不现在好像我们在神的面前不完全的，是不是？他赦免了我们的罪。
And so didn't we just say before that our sins have been forgiven? So does it mean that we are right?
Right. 因为难道在神的面前罪赦免了，我们还不完全是个好人吗？
So does it mean that after our sins have been forgiven, we are not considered good before God?
圣经告诉我们，在神的眼里面只有一个是好人，只有一个义人。
And the Bible tells us that in God's eyes, there's only one good man, one righteous man.
没有一个人可以在神这位 无比圣洁公义的神的面前可以称自己是义人的。
And
靠着自己的行为。
There is no man by his own works who can be considered right before this holy God.
你知道主耶稣复活以后去哪里了？
Do you know where the Lord Jesus went after he was resurrected?
他到了天上，坐在我们神，我们父神的右边。
He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of the God the Father.
他在那里干什么？
And what is he doing there?
他在那里代表我们所有这些愿意、这些相信他的人。
He is there to represent all of us who are willing to believe in him.
给神祷告啊，我的义就是他们的义。
He intercedes in prayer for us, saying that my righteousness is their righteousness.
而且是不断地给神祷告。
And he does not cease in this prayer.
为什么要不断地祷告？
Why is it unceasing prayer?
因为我们这些相信他的人，罪虽然已经被神所赦免了，但是我们的天性会不断地产生，不断地因为活在这个地上，不断地产生罪或者罪的想法，罪来，罪行或者过犯来。
And so why does he pray for us unceasingly? And that is because even though our sins have been forgiven, we still have our human nature and our tendency to continually sin and commit transgressions.
不但我们自己哈无意有常常是无意识的，然后也有意的时候犯甚至罪呢，而且还有一个整天盯着我们的。
And not only that we sin, whether consciously or unconsciously, there is also someone else.
这个就是撒旦。整天盯着我们，然后在神的面前说：“你看，他又犯罪了，他又做错事了。”
And then someone else constantly accuses us, saying, "Look, he sinned again here. He sinned again there."
就像那个撒旦在神的面前控告约伯一样的。
It's just like when Satan accused Job before God.
Yeah. 然后主耶稣就说：“我的义就是他们的义，我死了为他们死了。”
And so the Lord Jesus says that my righteousness is considered their righteousness and my death their death.
那我们的父神怎么样回答？
So how does God the Father respond?
因为他们信相信你悔改。
Because they believe in you and have repented.
我赦免他们的罪。
I have forgiven their sins.
而且你的义就算为他们的义。
Then your righteousness is considered their righteousness.
主，我们的父对主说的，你的义就算为他们的义。
God the Father says of this that your to Jesus, your righteousness is considered their righteousness.
其实这就是我们常常说的称义的意思。
And this is what we mean when we say justified.
你知道在罗马书第四章，刚才我们都在介绍，这个最后一节。如果你把整个第四章看完，你就知道什么叫做算为义。
And so, do you know if you read the entirety of Romans chapter 4, of which we just read the last verse, then you'll know what it means to be considered just.
我们复活的主就在神的面前说，我的义是他们的义。
So our resurrected Lord standing before God, saying that my righteousness is considered their righteousness.
父就说，我算你的义是他们的义。这个算啊，在圣经的英文里边叫 credit 或者 count, right?、Mm-hmm. 就是整本罗马书第四章都在讲这件事。
Yeah, and so God says that I consider your righteousness and credit it as their righteousness.
这就是我们所说的称义的意思，但中文那个称义有时候不一定好理解，一听英文就很清楚 ，justification， 对吧？
And the Chinese phrase may not be for justification may not be as easy to understand, but English it means to be justified, justification.
Yes, 中文的意思就是 claim righteousness, right? Claim.
In Chinese, the phrase is translated to claim righteous.
实际上在神的眼里是把我们算把主耶稣基督的义算成了我们的义了。
And so, the Bible means that the Lord Jesus' righteousness is credited as ours.
所以这是一方面啊，主耶稣复活是为了让我们在神的面前称义。
And so this is one aspect that the Lord Jesus' resurrection so that his righteousness can be credited as ours.
这是一方面。另外一方面,
That's one aspect. The other aspect.
耶稣复活还使我们这些相信的人知道我们称义了。
And so that we ourselves know that we have been made righteous.
知道我们的罪被赦免。
So that we know that our sins have been forgiven.
你怎么知道的?
So how do you know?
你知道我们这些人哈容易常常不管你信不信耶稣，我们都常常会被为我们所做的不对的事，我们自己做一个 justification， 做一个自我觉得哎还可以了，我也不错了，对不对？
And so whether or not we believe, as men, we often if we do something wrong, we'll try to justify it for ourselves and just like that's okay, yeah.
就我就跟大家看，我看过个电影，电影中国大陆拍的一个贪官的电影。
So recently I saw a movie. It's about 10 corrupt officials? No,
yes,
officials?
It's about corrupt officials.
Okay.
这个贪官啊，他被迫贪，你知道在中国大陆，我不知道所有的人，我知道相当一部分人，他是被迫贪污的，因为他的上司在贪污，周围的人都在贪，他有这个权，他有时候真的就得贪，对吧？我想我们这中间有当，我不说你们都是哈，但是就总是有一部分，对吧？
So in this movie, the main official, he was in a corrupt, I guess, government. So the people above him were corrupt, people below him were corrupt.
So he himself
got corrupted.
所以我至少我贪的比他少，所以我心里还觉得可以，对吧？
And so he would compare himself as like I am less corrupt than the next person, so I'm okay.
所以这就自我就自我就觉得还可以了，我至少比别人我比上不足，但我比上下有余啊，我还可以。这就是人的自我的良心的称义和 justification。
And so he says, so we pacify our conscience by saying that I might not be great, but at least I'm better than the other person.
但这些人有一个特点。
But this man has something specific about him.
他们害怕被发现。
He was still afraid to be discovered.
你知道一听到说有那个警察或者说类似于国内我们叫做检查那机委对一旦在门口敲门你知道那是很恐怖很害怕的
And so whenever you meet a police or if you meet an auditor
Yeah, something like that
Or they come knocking on your door you'd be very frightened
虽然他自我觉得称义了但他心里一点都不平安害怕一看到警察心里都很心虚对吧
So even though he felt justified in his actions, his heart had no peace. So once he met authority, like the police, he was very scared.
所以我们这些人，我们说上帝神赦免了我的罪啊，称我为是义人，我怎么知道呢？对不对
？And so we said God has forgiven us our sins and has now considered us righteous. But how do we know?
你知道圣经怎么讲的吗？
Do you know what the Bible says about this?
圣经说主耶稣复活以后我们就不再见他了。
The Bible says that after the Lord has been resurrected, we can no longer see him.
主耶稣说他复活我们不再见他是为了我们的义的缘故。
The Lord Jesus says that he is resurrected and we no longer see him for the sake of our righteousness.
约翰福音第十六章的第八节这样说的。
This is
复活圣灵来是为了叫我们为罪为义为审判自己责备，其中一个为义是因为我们不再见他，很难懂这句话什么意思。
And so John, the Gospel of John chapter 16 says that he is resurrected concerning righteousness and judgment and we no longer see him because for our righteousness.
Yes, exactly. 你知道、这句话很特别哈，为什么会这样吗？
And
为什么这样讲圣经？
And this saying is very particular. Why does the Bible say this?
你知道圣主耶稣复活以后什么事情发生了？
Do you know what happened after the Lord Jesus was resurrected?
如果你看这个刚才我们已经说过约翰福音第十六章，你就知道圣灵降下来了。
And if you read the Gospel of John, then you'll know that the Holy Spirit descended.
对呀、如果主耶稣说我要不去，我不复活，我不去，圣灵就不会下来。现在我去了，你们看不见我了，圣灵下来了。
The Lord says that if I am resurrected and I do not go, then the Holy Spirit will not descend. But if I go and you no longer see me, then the Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵在那些信耶稣的人心里边给我们这样的确据，我们的罪被赦免了。
And then the Holy Spirit gives us this assurance in us that we our sins have been forgiven.
主耶稣在地上啊，非常有能力的。他传道的时候，哇，你想每一句话都是真理，不像我们常常讲的话，好多都是可以不用讲的。
And so when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was very powerful. All his words were truthful. Unlike man, when we say things, there's some things that we leave unsaid.
但是主不知道为什么，你去看圣经就知道，不知道为什么那些紧紧跟随主耶稣的人总是听不懂主在讲什么，因为主是在外面给他们讲。
But if you, for some reason that those who heard what the Lord Jesus was saying, they couldn't understand it. It didn't enter their minds. And why is that? It's because the Lord was speaking internally.
跟随主三年半的那些门徒，那十一个门徒，那是都跟主关系多近啊！他们知道最后还是不知道主在讲什么。
And even the 11 disciples who followed him for 3.5 years, they were the closest to the Lord Jesus. But even in the very end, they had no understanding of what the Lord Jesus was saying to them.
但是因为主耶稣虽然他那么有能力啊，有神迹奇事伴随着他所讲的话，可是都是从外面告诉人。
So the Lord Jesus' words, even full of power and truth, and even though he performed countless miracles and signs for them, he was still speaking to them from the outside.
但圣灵不一样，圣灵降下来住在凡是愿意相信耶稣基督的人的心里面。你知道我们听见了，我们知道，心里告知道了。
And so, but the Holy Spirit, who descended, in those who believe in Him, He lives in our hearts. So He speaks us internally, and so we know.
我们就知道我们被罪被赦免了，我们被接近了，我们在父的面前，我们是一个。和主耶稣一样的完全人。
And so we know then that we have been forgiven, that we have been cleansed, and that before God we are, we've been made complete.
我们绝不会像那些自以为义的人，他还会害怕。你知道，基督徒都会告诉你，当他真的圣灵告诉他已经被罪赦免的自由的时候，他是那样的充满喜乐，那样的充满平安。这个感觉他自己会，每一个经历过的人都会知道。
And so then we are not like those who consider themselves self-righteous but are still afraid. We are filled with peace and with joy.
Peace, right? 所以我们就真的知道这不是从人来的，人要自己称义的话他会害怕的。
And so that's
但是从圣灵来的我们什么都不会再害怕了。
So that's how we know that it's not from man itself, because if man justifies himself, then he will still be afraid. But because this is from the Holy Spirit, we're no longer afraid.
所以主耶稣复活在神的面前代表我们告诉神我们是他的义就是我们的义。
And so the Lord Jesus who was resurrected is before God the Father and saying that his righteousness has been credited to us.
然后呢对我们这些所谓领受这个义的人，圣灵在我们的里边代表神，告诉我们，我们真的是称义了的，真的被赦免，真的是个神眼里的好人。
And so now those of us who have received this righteousness, we have the Spirit telling us within that we truly are right.
好了，这第二个方面，对吧？在神的面前，在我们自己的良心里面，我们人的里面，还有一个，那么在人的面前呢？在别人的面前呢？
Okay. And so now these aspects of before God and within ourselves and with our conscience, there's a third aspect. What about before men?
这是我们大部分很多基督徒比较害怕的一个部分，尤其是在家人面前，对吧？
And this might be something that we are more frightened of, especially before family members.
Right. 所以我们在跟别人传福音的时候啊，我们常常说啊，我们这样说的是对的，不是撒谎。就说我们说，你们不要来看我，我也是个蒙恩的罪人，我也是个罪人，只是蒙恩了。
And so we often say that, you know, do not look at us because we are also sinners, but we are sinners saved by grace.
所以我们告诉福音朋友说，你要去，我们邀请你来，不是看我看他的，是要看我们的主耶稣基督。刚才弟兄所说的，对吧？我们应该看到主，他是个完全的人。
And so when we invite you to listen to the gospel, we're not asking you to come here and to look at me or to look at them, but to look at our Lord Jesus.
这是对的，但是圣经告诉我们，我们也需要活出耶稣基督来，他在我们的里面嘛。
This is correct, but the Bible also says that we need to live out the life that Lord Jesus is within us.
所以耶稣基督复活以后，其实还有一件事情发生。
And so when the Lord Jesus was resurrected, one more thing occurred.
他向所有的人证明，他是一个胜过罪恶、胜过死亡的。一个生命。
He testified that he had a life that was victorious over sin and death.
而且是个在神眼里面是个非常圣洁、非常公义的生命。
And it is a just and righteous life.
刚才约翰福音第十一章告诉我们，复活在我，生命也在我。主耶稣说的。
So in the Gospel of John, it also tells us, "I am the resurrection and the life."
信我的人啊，必永远不必要复活。
He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
然后凡信我的人啊，活着信我的人必永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
我们的主问那个妇人说：“你信吗？你信这话吗？”
And the Lord Jesus asked the woman, "Do you believe this?"
那个时候她还不一定真的信，但是我们现在每一个人都信，为什么？
At that time, the woman may have not truly believed, but today, right now, we believe. Why is that?
因为这个复活的生命，这个胜过罪恶、死亡、圣洁的生命，就在所有今天信他的人的心里面。
Because this resurrection life that had overcome sin and death, this lives in each one of us.
而这个生命就是我们常常告诉福音朋友说，信耶稣得永生。你怎么知道得永生？因为这个生命是永生的生命，就在你的里面，你一信他。
And this is the life that we tell our gospel friends, this eternal life that lives within you if you believe in him.
你知道人的宗教有什么不同？
Do you know what's the difference between us and human religion?
Right. 你知道人告诉你说，哇，这儿有一条路通往西天，对吧？这人的宗教，你靠着你自己去修行，自己去走，你就能到西天。
And so human religion tells us there is this path that leads to 西天, the what?
Yeah, 西天就是 some heaven.
Right? Oh, there is this path that goes to nirvana or to heaven. You can do it in this methodology. Can you do it?
Right, 就是只要靠着你自己原来那个生命，你只要好好去修行，你就最终可以达到那个西天。所有的宗教信仰都是同一个模式，靠着自己去达到那个目的。
Okay. And by your own methods and relying on yourself, you can go and practice and eventually we follow this path and go into heaven or this best life. And then all of human religion has this kind of theme.
Right. 这就是圣经一开始就告诉我们，我们吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子。
But in the very beginning, the Bible tells us, once we ate the fruit of the knowledge of truth,from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道善啊，知道那个好的东西，我们想要去得到，却行不出那个善来，得不到那个善来。
So now we know what's good and the good things, and we want to practice them, but we can't.
而今天所有的基督徒，当我们信耶稣基督，真的信了，我们就有了这个生命，有了这个生命，我们才可能达到神所要求我们在地上所做的那个。完美的见证来，主耶稣的见证来。
And so for those Christians who are on earth, now that we have this life, only through this life can we make that, put forth that good testimony that is required.
这样人在我们的身上才可以看到，但看到的不再是我，不再是他，而看到是，哦，原来里面有一个我们不知道，但是非常好的，就是耶稣基督他的生命。
So that now when people look at us, they don't see me or they don't see him, but they see the Lord Jesus' life, which they may not understand, but they can see it.
这个需要一个过程，对吧？需要基督徒在神的面前不断去学习向自己死。
And so this takes time, right? This takes time for the believer to be before the Lord.
那这个有点超出我们今天的范围，我想告诉大家就是很多基督徒他在地上的时候
But unfortunately, I want to tell you that many Christians while they're on earth,
他可以这样宣称，人也可以看得见，他活着就是基督。
So that they can manifest this life, and then others can see that this life is Christ.
Right, 因为他尝到了基督耶稣那个复活的大能。你知道这样的基督徒，这样的人，他会舍弃万事，想要得到那个复活的经历，那个复活的生命。
And so they can manifest this life because they have tasted the power of the resurrection life.
Right, he will waste everything in this world, right? To 要得到耶稣基督，经历主耶稣基督那个复活的大能。
And leave or risk everything that they have in this world in order to experience that resurrection life.
这样的人别人看见他，知道基督在他的里面。
And so for this kind of person, when others see them, they will know that there is the life of Jesus Christ in them.
他活着就是基督。
He lives Christ.
好了，我们讲了这么多关于主耶稣基督复活所要给我们带来的的祝福和意义。
And so we've spoken about many things that the resurrection of the Lord gives to us, in terms of meaning and blessing.
我们怎么样尤其是对今天在座还在寻求的人，怎么样证明主耶稣复活这件事就是这么真实的呢？真的呢？
So then, how can we prove that the especially for our gospel friends, that the resurrection, is true?
Right, 因为你讲了这么多关于复活的。这事哈，在神的面前称义，在我的里面也可以称义，在人的面前也可以最终称义。那复活这件事情真的是真的，就像你说的那样的吗
？And so because we have said that the resurrection can make us right before God, before ourselves, in ourselves, before men. So can you prove that this is actually resurrection?
耶稣的复活真的是真的吗
？Is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus true?
因为在如果你看圣经也好，可能在别的宗教书籍里边都可以看得到，其实复活这些人复活死了一段时间又复活，这些是常常见到的事情。
And so whether you read the Bible or look at other religious texts, this theme of resurrection is a common theme.
圣经有很多很多，刚才我们在读约翰福音第十一章，就有一个人拿撒路，他的名字从死里死了四天，然后就复活过来了。
And so there are many examples in the Bible, for example, such as the one in John chapter 11, Lazarus. He had been dead for several days and then he was resurrected.
圣经有很多这样的故事。
And there's many biblical stories like this.
但是他们的复活和主耶稣的复活是有本质的不同。
But their resurrection, Lord Jesus' resurrection, have a very fundamental difference.
因为所有那些复活的人最终都死了或者都要死。我们在美国最近就发生一个外科医生，一个神经科外科医生。他经历了死而复活，但是人家问他，他都会死的，对不对？迟早我们都会必有一死。
And so the difference is that those who are resurrected in those Bible stories, they will all eventually die again.
主耶稣的复活是复活就永远不死。
The Lord Jesus is resurrected and he will never die.
他就进入永生，所以这个复活非常重要，非常。
Because he has eternal life, so this resurrection is very important.
我们怎么样能够相信这个复活？
So then how can we believe in this resurrection?
证据，有什么证据可以帮我们证明一下吗？
What evidence is there to prove it to us?
好，我们一起来读两处的圣经啊。第一处是在使徒行传第二章。
So let's read two passages of the Bible. The first one is in the book of Acts.
二章的三十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 32.
使徒行传新约使徒行传第二章三十二节。
The book of Acts in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
这些就是那些亲眼看见主耶稣复活后的主耶稣的十一个门徒，他们彼得啊，代表他们所做的见证。
So these are the 11 disciples who all were eyewitnesses and whom Peter is representing.
Yeah, 我们再来看一处的圣经，在希伯来书第十一章。
Let's take another look at a Bible passage. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Yeah, verse 1. 希伯来书往后翻到靠在新约最后了，差不多十一章第一节，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们都知道，在我们今天这个世界啊，随时随地在发生很多很多的大的事情。
We know that in today's current events, there's happening a lot of major actions.
比如刚才所讲的以色列和哈马斯的战争。
For example, what we recently mentioned, the Israeli and Hamas war.
Right, the war. 我们都知道，借着今天的那个互联网啊，把那些图片、那些各种各样战争的场面，很快就传遍了整个世界啊，没有人会怀疑那些事情是假的。
And we know that through the internet, the whole world can see these images, and no one would doubt them.
我们看到那些残忍的那个凶杀的场面，我们都非常震惊啊，不会怀疑。
Yeah, and so we see these graphic images of the devastation, and we don't doubt it.
当然，主耶稣基督钉十字架，从死里复活，那是2000年前的事。
And so, of course, the Lord Jesus' death and resurrection, those things happened 2,000 years ago.
当时也不可能像现在这样立刻传遍整个世界。
And it couldn't be, the news couldn't be spread throughout the world immediately.
甚至根本没办法把一些完整的东西记载下来，除了圣经以外。
And apart from the Bible, there is no way to completely record the event.
当然有些犹太，有的人去为了找这个证据啊，就发现犹太史学家那个约瑟夫好像记载了一点点，也是说听说他从有一个人死里复活，只是只言片语而已。
And so, of course, there are some Jewish historians who went looking for the evidence, like Josephus, but they could only piece together certain parts.
那么今天我们所能知道的最直接也是最大的证据是在圣经告诉我们的。最直接 ，the very direct evidence.
And so the direct evidence that we have today is what the Bible tells us.
你知道，当主耶稣从死里复活以后，这件事情其实在当时的耶路撒冷也被轰动了整个城市。
You know, at that time in Jerusalem, this became a sensational event.
Right, right. 当时连当时人人都在谈论耶稣的死和耶稣的复活这件事，在耶路撒冷城当时。
And so at that time in the Jerusalem city, almost everybody was talking about the Lord Jesus' death and his resurrection.
你知道圣经记载有个故事，有两个门徒在要离开耶路撒冷的路上。
And so the Bible records a story of two disciples who were on the road leaving Jerusalem.
然后呢，正好就遇见了那个复活的耶稣，只是他们不认识，因为耶稣复活以后形象比较有一定的变化。
And so they met the resurrected Lord, but they did not recognize him, and this is because his likeness had changed after the resurrection.
所以主耶稣就问他们，你们在路上两个人肯定在一直谈。主耶稣就说，你们在谈论什么事？
And so the Lord Jesus asked them, because he saw that they were discussing, what are you talking about?
哇，这两个人听得非常吃惊，你在耶路撒冷做客，难道你不知道最近在耶路撒冷发生的事吗？
And so they were very surprised, or shocked, and they said, you are visiting Jerusalem, how can you not know what has happened?
就是这个耶稣这个人，他们把他钉死了，然后他复活了，我们中间有几个妇人看见了这个复活的耶稣。
Is that this person Jesus was crucified and then he was resurrected, and then we had some women amongst us who have met the resurrected Lord Jesus.
我们中间有的男的也去看了，那个坟墓是空的。
And there are some men among us who also went to the tomb and we saw that it was empty.
你知道当时在耶路撒冷那些带头杀害 钉耶稣基督十字架的那些犹太人、犹太的祭司长和文士，还有法利赛人，他们就紧急啊聚，紧急召集聚会，
you know
开会。
And you know, at that time, those who had led the effort to crucify the Lord, the priests, the Pharisees, the elders, they actually immediately called a meeting.
他们最后决定说，最后的会议的决定说，拿封口费给那些看守坟墓的兵丁。
And the conclusion of that meeting or discussion is that they needed to give money to the guards to seal quiet them.
Right, 让他们撒谎说啊，耶稣的尸体是被偷了，被门徒偷了。
And have them lie and say that the body of the Lord Jesus was stolen by the disciples.
这是我们今天开会的时候有个 meeting minutes 都会记下这些，可是那个时候没有这些东西，对吧？
So today we would have meeting minutes, like to record such actions taken, but back then there was none.
但是在圣经里边还给我们一个很特别的一个改变，就是那十一个跟随主的门徒的改变。
But the Bible describes a change for the 11 disciples of the 11 disciples.
因为这十一个门徒哈，其实当初主耶稣在没有钉十字架之前，就主就提前告诉他们，主耶稣要钉，他要钉十字架，要死，要复活。但是这十一个门徒，就像刚才所说的，他们根本不知道主在讲什么，还是似懂非懂的。
And so these 11 disciples, they were already told in advance that Jesus was going to die and be resurrected. But even though they were told, they had no understanding, and they just had no understanding.
Right. 但是当他们看见主耶稣被人无助的啊，完全没有好像反抗的被抓，然后被打，被钉十字架，哇，他们这些人非常害怕，他们都四散了啊，害怕的四散了。
But when they saw that the Lord Jesus was helpless while being arrested and then beaten and then crucified, they were extremely frightened and then they all fled.
但是呢，后来当主耶稣复活以后，向他们显现，他们就转变了，他们就完全改变了。
But then when the Lord was resurrected and appeared before them, they had an about face. They were changed.
从此，他们就把他们的生命献给主，来传耶稣基督复活的真理。
And from then on, they gave their lives to Lord Jesus and devoted themselves to preaching the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
这可以说，我有很多书讲到耶稣复活的，这可以说是可能我们人今天所能找到的外在的最有力的证据，证明耶稣复活。
And so we can say that this is the greatest evidence from an outside point of view of the Lord's resurrection.
但是主耶稣复死钉十字架复活已经两千年了。
But the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that happened 2,000 years ago.
早就不新鲜，早就不令人惊奇了。连基督徒看了这个故事，一看就而过，因为觉得没什么令人惊奇的。
And so it's no longer fresh or new. And even Christians who read the story can gloss over it.
就想想看我们今天发生的事情也是同样的啊。今天我们大家关注的是那个热点是什么，是以色列和哈马斯的战争，对吧？
So even that can even apply to current events today. For example, what is the most recent news, and that is the Israeli-Hamas war.
很多之前的事情我们很快就忘了，大概已经现在人谈俄乌战争都不多了，对吧？
And so any previous current events or happenings, we tend to forget. For example, we hardly ever mentioned the Russian-Ukrainian war.
大家还记得 COVID 吗？就是这个跟我们在一起三年的时间那个 COVID 啊，那个叫冠状病毒，对吧？
Do you all remember COVID that affected us for nearly 3 years?
还记得大陆曾经发生过铁链女在武汉，铁链女是武汉，不是武汉，武汉是那个餐馆里边被那。打那些女的，像这种全世界都知道的故事，我们现在都不知道铁链女在哪里，不知道了，对吧？才还不久的事情呢。
Or do you recall the woman in chains, or in chains, or the attack of a woman in a restaurant in China? These are things that did happen not long ago, but do you still recall them? We don't even know what happened to that woman in chains.
没有人再会去谈论这些事情了。
No one will go in to investigate these things.
Right.有一个，我觉得一个就是这个像 social media 的一个人说，我当时在铁链女刚刚发生的时候，他发誓说我一定要跟踪到底。结果现在他根本谈都不谈这件事。
So when this thing first happened on social media, there was one person who was like, I'm going to follow this and investigate this to the very end result. But now he's gone nowhere.
Yeah. 所以今天我们跟大家说主耶稣两千年前死里复活这样的事情谁会有兴趣啊
So that's why I say, who would be interested in this event of the Lord Jesus dying and resurrecting 2,000 years ago?
我记得有一个姊妹她叫先生听说她信耶稣了哇她说你还信那个犹太教的东西她根本就不去考证她就信那个犹太教的东西干什么我们中国人啊
And so I remember a sister, a believer, so her husband asked her when she became a believer, why are you believing in something that is related to Judaism? We're Chinese.
Right. 是绝大部分人根本不惜的去要想求证耶稣复活这件事。
And so most people don't think it's necessary to verify the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
但是美国还真发生一件这个事，就是在不几年前，很多年前，有一个记者，他也是个律师。他是个耶鲁大学法律系毕业的一个记者。
And so in America, there was this event where there was a reporter and a lawyer.
He's not a lawyer. He's a journalist.
Oh, a journalist. I'm sorry. From
He graduated from Yale.
From Yale University, Yale Law School.
Yeah. 结果呢，有一就是他为什么他会愤怒的要想要调查耶稣复活这个事情是无稽之谈，因为他的 wife 他的妻子信耶稣带着自己的孩子一起信耶稣然后就跟他很少就周末就不在一起聚会嘛因为基督徒今天都要来教会啊。
And so why did he angrily investigate this is because that his wife became a believer and his kids and then as a believer they went to church on Sundays and so didn't spend as much time with him.
他非常愤怒他就一定要找你们不是要信耶稣是复活的所以这是你们这个信仰的根基吗我就想要我作为一个律师的背景然后我这个 journalist 吧我想要调查耶稣复活这件事情无稽之谈我要把你们这个信仰彻底给摧毁了他带着这样一种愤怒因为他妻子被耶稣给渡走 给拿走了他觉得啊，因为要星期天要来教会所以他要来调查耶稣复活这个事情
Okay, so he was very angry because in his mind God had taken away his wife and kids from him and so using his law background and as a journalist he said to them angry that he was going to prove to them without a doubt that the resurrection was false
今天你知道吧绝大部分人根本就不屑一顾啊但是真要有这样的认真的人我们要感谢神
And so you know today most people don't believe but they also don't care so that having someone who is so intensely focused on this we do have to praise God for it thank God for it
他花了大量的时间去要找耶稣复活那个证据都是假的结果找到后来他信耶稣了
And so he took much effort and time to find evidence that the Lord Jesus was false.
他最后写了一本书叫 The Case for Christ, 就是重审耶稣这本书。
But ultimately, in the end, he became a believer, and so he wrote the book, The Case for Christ.
然后大家如果有兴趣看，他是怎么样从调查耶稣究竟复活这件事变成基督徒的。
And so if you have time, you can read it because it tells a story of how he went from investigating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus to becoming a believer.
他根本就没有找到证据。
He didn't find any evidence.
他花了大量时间采访了很多的人，最后他的结论是什么？我根本没办法证明耶稣是不是复活了。
And so he spent a lot of time researching and interviewing, and in the end, he said that he couldn't prove that the Lord Jesus resurrected.
所以他本来他的目的是要想要证明这个耶稣复活是伪造的，然后呢让他妻子转变过来。结果他后面他说神啊，他最后他确实没办法。他说神啊，你赢了，我输了。
And so he went to he wanted to prove that the resurrection was false to take back his wife and his kids. In the end, he couldn't find any evidence of either. And so he said to God, "You've won."
就在这个时候，神就感动他。
And at that point, the Lord moved him.
他突然发现到耶稣基督复活是真的。
And he felt that the Lord Jesus' resurrection was true.
这就是从心里面，神给他证明耶稣复活是真的。
And so from his heart, the God gave him evidence that the Lord Jesus' resurrection was true.
其实，如果大家有兴趣看圣经，十一个门徒的转变。 那就是刚才所讲的，后来他们就是跟主耶稣，跟随主耶稣的十一个门徒，他们的转变过程。
And so if interest in looking at, in reading the change in the 11 disciples,
你会发现实际上是同样的事情发生，他们是真的看见，肉眼亲眼看见复活的耶稣，而且还不是一次。
And so their change is also proof. They were ones who truly saw and as eyewitnesses, not just once.
但是你觉得当时主耶稣向他显现，他们就变得非常勇敢了吗？完全没有。
But do you
think 他们还是害怕？
That when the Lord Jesus appeared before them, that they were all of a sudden very brave? No, they were still afraid.
他们还是常常在一起聚集的时候把门都关起来，就是主耶稣在他们中间把门关了，因为他们害怕。
And even when the Lord appeared to them, they shut the doors and locked the doors because they were afraid.
但当主耶稣复活，圣灵降下来的时候，圣灵在他们的心里面告诉他们耶稣基督复活了，给他们力量的时候，他们才突然改变。
And so,
这是五旬节刚才唱诗歌唱到这个。
And so, but when the Lord Jesus resurrected, and then the Holy Spirit came down to live in them and showed them in their hearts that the Lord truly was resurrected, that's when they were changed.
因为圣灵在他们心里面给他这样的确据，主耶稣复活了，他们有这个复活的生命在他们的里面。
And it's because the Holy Spirit told them from their hearts that they had the strength and they had a resurrection life.
再给大家讲一个例子。
And it was evidence from within them that the resurrection was true. Let me give you another example.
我们知道在新约圣经里边有一个非常有名的使徒，他叫保罗，不在这十一个门徒里面。
We know in the Bible there's a very famous apostle named Paul, but he was not part of this 11 disciples.
你知道他当初是是信犹太教，他是逼迫基督徒的，因为他完全不相信当年主耶稣复活的时候啊，他就在耶路撒冷受教呢，还在两耳不闻窗外事，然后在那儿在加马利门下读那个旧约律法书。
He was one. So Paul was a Jew, and he persecuted Christians. And you know that when the Lord Jesus was crucified and resurrected, he was actually in Jerusalem studying under Gamaliel.
Right. He wants to be a Pharisee.
To be a Pharisee.
Yes, 他是个真的是这样的。他根本就不在乎外面，整个耶路撒冷城都在谈主耶稣死复活的事情。他在那儿读书呢。你去看那个时间啊，正好好像应该是我自己推算的啊。他在耶路撒冷里面苦读旧约圣经，他根本就不在乎耶稣和他复活的事。
And so this is according to my own calculations, but he was a true Jew because with all this happening around him in Jerusalem, he was just there studying.
就在他要去迫害，那后来看到很多人都信耶稣，他非常愤怒，也是个愤怒。正你这些人太那个哈、啊，他所以他要来逼迫这个信这个道、信耶稣基督的人。所以他正在去那个逼迫耶稣基督徒的路上。
And so, but then afterwards, when he saw many were becoming Christians, he was filled with anger and he persecuted them. He was actually on the road to persecute Christians.
被突然被大光从天上下来，大光照，眼睛瞎了三天，什么意思？他什么都看不见。
When he was hit by a bright light and he became blind for 3 days.
但是他心里听见了，也看见了耶稣基督。别人都看不见，但他看见了。
But in his heart, he could see and hear the Lord Jesus. The folks around him could not see or hear, though.
所以从此他的人生完全改变，他把自己重新改名，原来叫扫罗，改名叫保罗。
And his life was completely changed in that also he changed his name. He was originally called Saul and changed his name to Paul.
所以我想要告诉大家，就是刚才我们所读的希伯来书第十一章。
And so I want to tell everybody, like in what we just read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
当我们内心看见了，那就是信心，圣经里边所说的信心。
And so that when our inner heart can see, that is what the Bible calls faith.
刚才这节圣经说是未见之事的确，我们信心是什么？是未见之事的确据。
And so what is faith? It is a conviction of things not seen.
今天在座没有一个人看见过耶稣基督钉十字架。
So none of us sitting here today personally saw the Lord be crucified on the cross.
也没有一个人看见耶稣基督复活，亲眼看见。
And none of us were eyewitnesses to his resurrection.
但是圣灵今天主耶稣复活，圣灵降下来的时候，可以把2000年前主耶稣基督的死 主耶稣的复活可以非常新鲜的印证在我们的心里面。
But the Holy Spirit who descended unto us can newly have this experience, the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus from 2,000 years ago.
对，就是希伯来书第十一章九节，就是 substantiate， 就是把那些东西活化在我们的心里面。哦，原来两千年的事情，当圣灵感动我们的时候，你才发现哇，这事情如此的真实，活的就好像今天就在你的面前似的。
And so the Holy Spirit can substantiate these things as if that we were there and were eyewitnesses.
未见之事的确据在我们人心里边，远超过外面的证据。那十一个门徒看见了复活的耶稣，不只看见一次，还摸了他的伤口，还是害怕。
And so these are assurances that come from our heart. So even though the disciples, they were able to see and touch the Lord Jesus, they were still afraid.
但是当圣灵在我们的里面给我们这样的看见，给我们这样的勇气的时候，你知道吗？你不可能不信的。
But when the Holy Spirit from within gives us this comfort and assurance, and then we cannot not believe.
所以各位在座大家注意到没有？原来信心是从神来的。当圣灵给我们这样的确据的时候，我们就必须，我们也只能相信。
And so do you know that faith comes from God, and when we have this assurance from inside, from the Holy Spirit, then we have to believe.
所以我们最后的问题就是我们怎么样可以相信呢？
So the final question is, how can we believe?
因为都是从神灵来的嘛，都从神来的嘛。
Because this is all coming from God.
我想今天我们在这儿，或者平时间我们在下面，或者我们平时间彼此互相交流交通的时候，我们实在是告诉各位在座的福音朋友有位主耶稣基督。
And so whether we are upstairs here or downstairs or within or in individual discussions, we always tell our gospel friends that there is Lord Jesus.
他为我们的罪而死他的血可以洁净我们的罪。
That he for us he died and his blood can cleanse us of our sins.
他复活，他给我们，他会给我们永生，一个永远的生命，圣洁的生命。
And he resurrected from the dead and can give us an eternal life, a holy life.
所有这些东西都是外面的。
All of these things are external.
我有常常说，我说主耶稣传福音，那是世界上没有人比他厉害了，对吧？还带着神迹奇事呢。连这样主耶稣，很多人都听不听，都是从外在听，很多人都并没有听进去。同样的，今天我们也是如此。只是从外面告诉大家有这么一回事。
So Jesus, there's no one better than preaching the gospel than the Lord Jesus himself, and he also had signs and wonders on his side. But not everyone who heard him believed. It is like the same today. It was all external.
当然我们很感谢神，你们能够愿意来听都不容易了。你知道我们今天去传福音到外面去，绝大部分人根本理都不理我们，你们在讲什么，对不对？但是今天各位都能够来，这是已经是非常非常不容易的事。但是你们愿意来。
And you know that to come is a particular thing because we thank God because most of the time when we go out, no one pays attention to us. They don't care. So to come and sit and listen is something.
你们愿意来，也听了，那么接下来就是最最最最关键的一件事。
And so you are, your willingness to come and to listen is good, but the next step is very, very important.
你心里边觉得，哎，我真的愿意相信，我想要相信。
If you in your heart say that I am willing to believe, I want to believe.
那你就做下一件事，你就祈求，向神祈求，不是向人祈求，向神祈求。
And then, so the next step is that to ask of God, not to ask of man, but to ask of God.
你知道圣经说，凡祈求的人必然得救。
And so do you know the Bible says that those who call upon the Lord, they will be saved.
你当你这样祈求的时候，圣灵就可以到你的里面，把那个信心的确据，主耶稣基督的死，主耶稣基督的复活，你的罪被赦免，你是在神面前从此是个好人。所有这些，我不知道他会怎么讲，因为我不是圣灵啊，他会告诉你。
And so then when you call upon the Lord to ask and the Holy Spirit descends, then you will have all the assurance of all these things that we talked about.
因为我们在传福音，我们常常会遇到问题，福音朋友总是有很多很多的问题，你会发现这个问题解答，他下一个问题又来了。
And when we speak with gospel friends, we find they have many questions. You answer one question and they have another one prepared for you.
其实我们传福音都知道，其实我们只想做一件事情，就是希望他自己来到神的面前求答案。你向神一求答案， 就像那个愤怒的那个那个记者一样的，他最后说：“神啊，你赢了。”神就说：“好，我来告诉你，你要找的东西是什么。”
And so those of us who share the gospel, what we really want you to do is to call and ask upon the Lord. And so then you would be like that reporter or the journalist who eventually called upon the Lord, and the Lord responded.
你知道吗？最终是神在说服我们，神在给我们这样的信心的确据，我们就必信无疑。
And do you know that it is God who persuades us, who convinces us, and then we must believe.
所以如果你今天愿意相信，向神祈求吧。
And so today, if you are willing to believe, would you call and ask upon the Lord?
这是最重要的一件，讲了那么多，最重要就是这件事。
And we spoke about many things, but this is the most important.
你可以跟我们一起祈求，如果你愿意的话，那你也可以自己给神祈求。
And if you are willing, you can call upon the Lord with us, but also call upon the Lord yourself.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we give you praise. Thanks.
我们实在是愿意在这个时候和在我们中间还在寻求真理的所有的朋友们一起祷告。
And we are willing at this time to pray together with those amongst us who are still searching for you.
我们也愿意邀请他们跟随着我们一同在你面前向你祈求祷告。
And so we also invite them with us to come before you to pray and to ask.
我们真的愿意相信你。
And we're willing to believe in you.
我愿意相信你。
We're willing to believe in you.
求你来告诉我。
Would you please tell us?
耶稣基督是真的。
The Lord Jesus is true.
他的救恩是真的。
That his salvation is true.
他的血真的可以洁净我的罪。
And that his blood truly can cleanse us of our sins.
因着他洁净，你必赦免我的罪。
And as because we are cleansed, then you will also forgive us of our sins.
而且我得到一个复活的生命。
And not only that, I've gained the resurrection life.
我得到永生。
I've gained eternal life.
主啊，神啊，我愿意相信这一切的事。
Lord God, I am willing to believe in all of these things.
求你把这些事情能够借着你的灵能够给我这样的确据。
And would you by your spirit give me assurance of all these things?
使我真的知道我是得救的人。
So that I can really know that I am one who is saved.
我这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.